So nuclear aftershocks and geologic aftershocks. We're following the situation in Japan, where officials say radiation levels at the Fukushima Daiichi facility have dropped to a safe level after spiking alarmingly earlier today after a set of explosions that took place within the last 12 hours. Again, 50 workers are struggling to maintain the situation at that facility, which is still very much eluding the control of officials at the utility in Japan. But let's look at one of the interesting implications of the earthquake that's now categorized as a 9 on the magnitude scale. Dr. Gene Dickey, a physicist with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, is on the line from Pasadena, California. Dr. Dickey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I understand that as geologists attempt and earth scientists attempt to look at what the implication of the earthquake was, they're discovering that the earth has shifted on its axis, that the earth's crust has actually moved, and that the momentum of that movement on Friday has had some permanent sort of implications to the earth in its orbit around the sun. Can you run through those for us?
Well, what has happened is the mass distribution of the earth has changed. It's somewhat like a figure skater who is spinning around and draws her arms in. She rotates faster. That is essentially what's happening to on the earth. Now, as the momentum, as there's, the earth is not perfectly elastic, and as the plates redistribute themselves, which is small compared to the initial reaction, it will also change, but by very small amounts.
So we're talking about the Honshu Island and the plate that was involved in the Friday's earthquake being in a subduction zone, which means it was pulled underneath another plate and moved by about 8 feet or so. That has the net effect of increasing the speed of the rotation of the earth and thus reducing the length of a normal day?
Yes, it's spinning faster, slightly faster.
So how much shorter are the days now?
1.8 microseconds, very small amount.
1.8 millionths of a second, microseconds, right?
Yes.
How do you measure that, Dr. Dickey?
Well, first of all, we know the rotation rate of the Earth through space techniques. And then we know from the seismometer to first level how the mass has changed within the Earth. And we can calculate how the Earth rotation has changed.
So from the moment you get that data, it's sort of a high school physics problem at that point, right?
That's it.
Dr. Gene Dickey.
Complicated,
yes, indeed. And we're glad that we have those technological tools in some cases. I mean, in some sense, we're talking about the technological dimensions of how we've witnessed this disaster in Japan since last Friday. Dr. Gene Dickey is a physicist with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Thanks so much, Doctor.
Thank you.
She joined us from Pasadena, California, to report that the momentum of the Earth has changed since the earthquake on Friday. And they've calculated that a day is shorter by a millionth or so of a second.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.